Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or tearmender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, it's the weekend. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Jaws, the Just Add Water System, and truly one of my favorite refillable household cleaners and the best glass cleaner around. And they've got all kinds of wonderful cleaners. I mentioned a glass cleaner. They got the Ultimate Cleaning Kit, which has six of their cleaners in there, plus two of their refill cartridges. That's right. You can refill the bottle. They got disinfectants, all-purpose cleaners, kitchen degreasers. Check it out. You will love it. I can tell you that. It's JawsCleans.com. And
good
again,
stuff.
That Ultimate Cleaning Kit is six different cleaners and two refills, $49.99. And worth every penny in my book. All right. Let me give you the phone number. You can jump on board as we work our way through another hour. It's 800-823-8255. I hope you enjoyed our conversation there with Kimberly and Zach and house design and how they're really creating a bridge between homeowner design and builder. Pretty cool stuff. Very impressed. Oh, by the way, that Jaws cleaner that I was telling you about, that's free shipping too. Pretty impressed with that whole concept, and they do quite the job. Check out their website too. Take a look at some of the houses. It's SimonsonDesignStudios.com. All right, so we were talking about, I was just thinking, we were talking about energy savings. Then we got into house design, and they were talking about, the design. That's I always call it the bling factor, right? The countertops, the beautiful cabinetry, the lighting and stuff. And when you get into energy conservation or energy savings, that's kind of the non-bling stuff, okay? We don't see foam insulation between the walls. and you laugh, but what a difference. What a difference it makes. We don't see sealed ductwork to make sure that all the conditioned air that you paid to cool gets to the proper bedrooms. We don't see that, but it's equally important. One of the things, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, we were talking about how codes are changing on air exchanging products, air exchanging mechanisms to make your home safer, more green, if you will. And, we were talking about foaming and making our home so tight that now it's becoming code that you need to bring in X amount of airflow to keep the home healthy. You've heard of six building syndrome, and the tighter we make our homes, the more that's a possibility. So we've been talking about that. So there's a lot of factors to come in, and nothing screams green more than taking care of your heating and cooling. Because that accounts for 43% of your home's energy usage. So, as I've mentioned many times, Have that system maintained annually. Make sure it's running at peak performance and get a qualified technician. A lot of the companies, historically good companies, companies that have been around for a while in your city, maybe multi-generational, they do these annual inspections. All heating companies pretty much do the annual inspections. But the good ones, what they do is they make it advantageous to want to do the inspections. And when I say that, is they're going to offer you, you know, a set price. We'll inspect it twice a year. We'll do the heat, and then we'll do the AC. And by doing that, if there's a breakdown in the year, you go to the top of the list, you get quicker service, you get discounts on parts, and, you know, on and on. So it becomes advantageous. Oh, yeah, it's well worth it. But make sure you're dealing with a good company. Check out their ratings. Check out the Better Business Bureau. If you have somebody in there, maybe you just moved to town and somebody recommended this person to check out your HVAC, and they, you know, if they get checked, you get it checked out, and it's nothing but bad news. There's some of these companies that have been multi-generation. They'll offer free second opinions. And I've done that. And the only reason I did that, it wasn't that I really didn't trust the first person. But I was kind of on the fence. Boy, if it is that, and it's going to cost $800, and that air handler's 22 years old, is, do I want to do that? And is it really broken? You've all been there. So I get a second opinion. I always preach, get a second opinion, get a second opinion. It was a free second opinion. Well-known company in our area. Guy comes out, confirms the diagnosis. I said, well, what's your thoughts on it? He said, well, you can put that in there. It's $800. So I can tell you one thing, though. And he said almost exactly what the other guy said. And that is, at the age of that unit, this isn't the last time you and I are going to see each other in the next couple of years. Okay, I got it. I get the picture. But, you know, if I would have got a different answer, I probably got another opinion. It's a lot of money we're talking about. So check those out. Those are, you know, that's not the bling, but that's the bones, or that's the mechanicals of the house. And those need to have your attention also. And it's one of the things we probably talk a lot about. We talk a lot about the bling, and we talk a lot about the bones of the house. We've talked about having structural engineers look at different problems you may be having. And there's plenty of other things. I'm not trying to overwhelm you where you're just thinking like, good Lord, can't I do anything myself anymore? Sure, there's all kinds of things you can do yourself. You know, you got an older home and you got cracks above the windows and door frames, and you're panicking. You think, oh my gosh, my house is settling. It's a big problem. I don't know. Let's patch it. Let's see what happens. Let's patch it the correct way. You can do that. If you want to have somebody, you know, structurally check it out, sure, you can do that. Well, let's patch it and paint it. Let's move on. All right, let me give you the phone number. We've got a little bit more to go for the day. So if you've got a question regarding home improvement, maintenance, repair, I encourage you to give us a call. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. 800-823-8255. Little things that aren't, you know, much fun. One of the things is toilets that are running. I read these statistics not long ago. the U.S. EPA, they said, this is amazing, 20% of all toilets in homes in America leak. Isn't that crazy? And we hear, you know, how critical water is, especially out west. And they also say, the American Water Works, they say that leaky toilets can lose 30 to 500 gallons a day. And these aren't just toilets you hear running at night. Again, a little test you can do is a little food coloring in the closet and see if that migrates down into the bowl. That's an easy test. And, you know, I mean, like 10 years ago, there was a shortage or of water locally in different states, 36 different states. And water becoming critical supply in different parts of our country. So we got to pay attention to that also. All right, again, it's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. We'll take a break and come back and get your questions answered. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Fix it right with a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, where first-year service technicians without prior experience earn great pay with excellent benefits. Roto-Rooter will train you on the job, and as you gain skills, you'll make even more money. Now, these are good family-supporting jobs that don't require a college degree or the student loan debt that comes with it. Learn more about high-paying, life-changing jobs in the plumbing trade at rotorooter.com/careers. Let's talk squeaky door hinges. The answer is Blaster's Multimax Synthetic Lubricant. Tight window and door tracks, you got it. Blaster Premium Multimax Synthetic Lubricant. Its odorless formula provides the longest lasting lubrication and protection against corrosion than anything else. Use it on thousands of applications, and with Blaster's unique Pro Straw Top, you can control the flow from a wide spray down to just a drop for like a door hinge. Pick up a can at your local home or hardware store and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
You don't have to live with damp, ugly basement walls. Stop the water with Drylock Masonry Waterproofer. I've recommended it for years. Drylock can be used interior or exterior, above or below grade. Use it to protect and beautify basement walls, foundations, retaining walls, and more. Low odor and easy soap and water cleanup can be tinted for a decorative finish. Also, try Drylock Clear Floor and Wall Waterproofer for floors. Uses a vapor barrier prior to installing flooring or alone as a finished damp-proof coating. Drylock sold everywhere.
Looking for an easy way to boost your home's curb appeal? Well, let me give you a tip. A new Clopay garage door can transform your home and be installed by a pro in less than a day. From the classic charm of a carriage house door to sleek, modern designs in steel and wood, a Clopay garage door will refresh your home and increase its value. Browse a wide selection of door styles and find a Clopay dealer near you by visiting clopaydoor.com.
Well, I did want to remind you the podcast that we did about home design is up. That's brought to you by ProWood. If you go to the iHeart app right now or anytime in the next year or so, you can pick up that podcast. And it's about home design, iHeart app, podcast At Home with Gary Sullivan. Take a listen to it if you missed it. A lot of really wonderful, innovative ideas and information there. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255, and let's kick things off with Fred. Fred, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, Gary?
Doing fine. You?
Good. I'm hanging in there one day at a time, they say.
That a boy.
See, I was just a comment on that guy with the standing pilot.
Uh-huh.
Furnace.
Yes.
Leave it on.
Yeah, well, even the newer ones, he said his was older, but I know the newer ones,
I'd love to have an older one because that pilot light keeps the moisture out of your furnace.
Ah, okay.
You know what I mean? That
yeah.
Small, nice little heat going on all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I would leave it on.
Yeah, especially like in a lot of furnaces where we live, Fred, you know, they're down in the basement or something, and there's, you know, a lot
sure.
of humidity there. Moisture. That makes sense. Yeah,
yeah.
He kind of stumped me because, to be honest with you, I've never turned off the pilot light on the furnace.
No.
I replaced a thermocouple on a furnace because the pilot light went out, but never turned
yep.
one off.
Yep.
Yep. That's good to know. That's yeah, that's real good information.
That's the old school way, and that's the way things should be, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
All right.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for the input there, Fred. I appreciate it. I really do. And if you'd like to jump on board, please do. Sandra, welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was just, first of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking my call. And I wanted to know what would be the best, easiest, least expensive way to clean a brick walkway. It's about 5 feet by 20 feet.
Yeah, I could be a smart aleck and say somebody else do it for you.
I would love that. I would love, but at least if you gave me some suggestions, I would know if this person,
Well, here, let me tell you how. I'm just being smart. It's really, tell me, what's on it? Is it just discolored? Is it got like a?
Yeah, it's discolored. It gets kind of funky after the winter. My husband used to power wash it every year, but some of the brick, you know, is kind of breaking a little bit here and there. And then this year, for the very first time, I kind of noticed in just a little bit in certain areas, kind of a funky mold.
Okay. I got a great product. You're gonna love this, Sandra, because it's all about me. It's all about easy, and this is the best.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm even going to tell you a funny story about a lady in Florida at the end of this to prove how well it works. There's a product, you've probably heard me speak of it many times, called Wet and Forget. It's to get black stains off roofs. It's to clean vinyl siding and siding on a house. And it also cleans walkways, driveways, patios, brick paver patios, that are, you know, they just get gray, they get black streaks. So just look tired and dirty. And to be totally honest, I had this driveway and this sidewalk, and it was literally turning gray. And I was talking to the Wet and Forget people, and I said, you know, I got to get my pressure washer out. I got to clean that. And she looks at me, she starts laughing. She goes, why are you going to do that? I said, because it's dirty. And she goes, that's not dirt. I said, what do you mean it's not dirt? She goes, that's mildew. Or mildew in a fungus. The Wet and Forget will take care of that. Just get some Wet and Forget, spray it on that sidewalk, give it 4 to 6 weeks, and it's going to be gone.
Oh, my God.
And I've walked away, honest to goodness, I walked away a little bit disbelieving. And I talk about how great this product is. I'm like, I swear that's dirt. I don't think that's. So anyway, I did it, and 4 to 6 weeks, it was totally gone. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I get this letter from a lady in Florida. Said she had a sidewalk. She had a driveway. She had a driveway, and it was all gray and everything. She went and got some Wet and Forget. She sprayed the Wet and Forget and did about 3/4 of the driveway and ran out. And her son came down and was visiting, and he got out the pressure washer to do the remaining third of the driveway. And she goes, no, don't use that. You got to use the Wet and Forget. And he goes, I'm not going to go buy that. I'm going to use this pressure washer. He does the pressure washer. And she said a year later when he came back, the third that he had done with the pressure washer was mildewy again. And the part that she used the Wet and Forget was still clean.
Wow.
So you can get it anywhere. You can get it anywhere. It comes in a concentrate. It also comes in a canister where you connect a hose to it.
Okay.
And you can connect a hose to it, and literally it mixes as the hose goes, and just do that little area, and you're done.
Oh, my God. I could weep. I mean, I feel like you've just taken a huge, huge, huge burden off my shoulders.
Yep.
Because I was going online and looking, and it's just like, oh, my God, I can't do this. It's too huge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope. I tell people all the time, I'm all about easy. I'm like everybody else. We want to do it you want to do it the right way. You want to make sure it works. But there's a lot of products out there that can be done easy. There's some you can't, but you get that, you'll be very happy happy with the product, I'm sure.
I'm thrilled right now. Thank you. One other question I have about an unused bathroom. So
I have to interrupt you, Sandra, because I'm going to have to take a break here in about 5 seconds. I can put you on hold, and I'll get you on the other side if you got the time. All right, we'll continue. You're at home. with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Captain's Log, Day 121. Mining for a natural lawn weed killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. Recently, I was looking for a natural way to kill weeds when I dug up the solution. Iron. It's the active ingredient in my lawn weed brew. Captain Jack's lawn weed brew kills broadleaf weeds, dandelions, moss, algae, and more.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's lawn weed brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
So are you a clean freak? Do you vacuum and dust your home every day hoping it'll help you breathe better? Diane did, but she still had trouble breathing. All day and night she used ozone sprays, even took Pertazone to help her breathe better, but nothing worked until she sprayed Moms by Odor Exit on her drapes, couch, chairs, even boxes in the basement. That night was the first time she had a good night's sleep without wheezing. She was amazed. No more mold odors, mildew, smoke smells in her home. Visit odorexit.com and get your Moms today.
Well, our friends at Awesome are working hard to make your cleaning jobs easier. Awesome works to remove gunk and goo caused by biofilm buildup in jetted bathtubs, spas, swimming pools, washing machines, garbage disposals, and shower drains. Black flakes, bad odors, and slow drains are history when the power of Awesome is unleashed. Awesome is non-corrosive, septic-safe, and works fast. I've been using Awesome in my home with great results for years. Proudly made in the USA. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. AHHSOME.com.
Carpenter bees can cause costly structural damage to wood siding, decks, doors, eaves, and railings. Gary Sullivan here. My solution? Trap Stick from Rescue. It catches carpenter bees all season long. Save your wood structures from damage from carpenter bees with Trap Stick from Rescue. It's made in USA by the makers of the popular Rescue Flying Yellow Jacket traps. And you can learn more at CarpenterBeeControl.com. That's CarpenterBeeControl.com.
All right, back at it we go, 33 minutes after the top of the hour at home with Gary Sullivan, and we'll go back to California. We got Sandra. Sandra, you had a second question. Thanks for holding.
Well, thank you. Yeah, do you have to do anything for an unused bathroom, like, pour water down the shower drain or the sink drain or anything like that?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea if it's not used, because on the shower drain, bathtub drain, sink drain, there's a little trap, looks like the letter J, and water lays in the low part of the J, and that blocks sewer gas from entering the house. So over time, water evaporates, it'll evaporate out of that trap. It might take 6 months. But it will eventually evaporate. So yeah, you should turn the water in that periodically, or put a little mineral oil down in that trap, which won't evaporate, and it too will block the sewer gas. It doesn't take much. You could put two, three ounces in a cup of water and 2 or 3 ounces of mineral oil and pour it into that drain, which would eliminate the evaporation.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. So, and that explains, a foul smell that happened about probably 6 or 7 months ago.
And one other thing to be mindful of, too, in putting that, mineral oil will help. Sometimes you can do all that, and if you still have a foul smell, if you look in the vanity bowl, and you're leaning against the vanity bowl where your belly button is on the inside of that bowl, there's a little tiny hole. It's an overflow hole. Just maybe put some liquid dishwasher soap down in there. Bacteria collects in there, and that'll create a foul smell also.
Oh, you are so helpful. Thank you so very much for being there and just providing this show. I appreciate it so Very much, good. Gary.
Have a great weekend. Take care, Sandra. All right. Again, it's 800-823-8255. Your calls, and we've got Bob. Bob, welcome.
Yeah, Gary, I've got a question about insulation.
Mm-hmm.
I've been building a house for about 12 years now, and I haven't started on the upstairs addition because I've got enough living space downstairs. But what I want to do with, I want to put another sheet of plywood down, but what I was thinking is two before and over top of the OSB that I have there now. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about putting that some of that foam insulation down. Now, on the floor joists below, I've got insulation with the batting on it with the paper facing down.
All right. Let me help paint that picture back to me, okay? So we're in the attic, correct?
Well, no. Okay. What I did, I want to build an underground house. And okay. So what I decided to do, because of the roof itself for that was going to be over $25,000 without labor. And so I put a half of a story on top because I cut the room because it's a 35 by 70 and I put a 14 foot room down the center of it. Mm-hmm. So I will now use that living space for one of my family members, my son. And so I want to go ahead and maybe put more insulation in it. So do you think I could put that styrofoam insulation in it without the backing on it?
Yeah, so it's going to depend. That's why I'm not trying to be difficult. That's why I'm asking a lot of questions. So it would be the flooring you're trying to do then? Or is it the walls?
Uh-huh.
The flooring. We got a part of the house is underground, and then we got an addition on top, and we've got flooring, and you want to put some insulation there. Is there insulation there already because you said you were going to put some OSB board on top?
No, the OSB is already there. And what I want to do is maybe put some of the styrofoam insulation in between
Okay. So we've got kind of the joist running and then OSB board. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, okay, so I got this now. All right, so we're above grade on the floor, and you want to put the foam down in the joist, correct?
No, not down in the joist. I'm going to put two by fours on top of the OSB.
Oh, okay.
And then in between the two by fours, I want to put the styrofoam.
Okay, all right, I got it. So there would be no need really to have... Hold on, let me just think this thing through. So you got the basement area and you're going up, but the basement or the bottom, the lower level underground, that is livable space, correct? So it's conditioned.
Yeah, that's what I would, right.
And so there would be, and then the top area is also going to be conditioned. So to insulate, you're insulating for sound or are you insulating for, because it's kind of interior, so you're just kind of you're doing it for sound?
No, I'm just I guess I could use it for sound. I'm just thinking about the heating thing for downstairs.
Well, you're going to heat the upstairs too, right?
Right. Yes. Uh huh.
So I don't think you need any vapor barrier at all.
Okay. That's what needed to know then.
Yeah. It'd be and this is how I arrange my thoughts. Okay. If you had. Let's say you had a lower level that was a crawl space, you would use a vapor barrier facing the upstairs living area to keep that moisture from the crawl space from going into the house. If that crawl space wasn't a crawl space and it was a basement and it was a family room or a man cave or whatever, and it was a living area, you would insulate it without a vapor barrier because it's already a conditioned space. So no vapor barrier would be necessary the way your setup is.
Okay.
Fair enough?
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Take care. All right. Thought he went home for a second. 800-823-8255. That's our phone number. And Marilyn, welcome.
Yes, Gary. This is Marilyn.
Uh-huh.
And a week or so ago, you talked about a varnish for outer doors that face the south.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't write the name down, and I'm wondering where I can buy it.
Okay. Well, you can buy it at any paint and hardware store. It's very accessible. People make a mistake when they're using varnish outside. There's so many different kinds of varnishes, and there are different kinds of urethanes. And probably, you know, the words that run off people's tongues is polyurethane. And
right.
Polyurethane is the worst thing to use on the exterior of your home, because polyurethane doesn't really have, or it has very little defense against the UV rays of the sun. So what you're looking for, is a spar, S-P-A-R, spar
okay.
urethane.
And who sells that?
Again, any paint store or hardware store will have spar urethane.
Okay, because where the sun hit, it did take the varnish off.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a spar door on it, but it's you know, the stain is still there,
mm-hmm.
but it took the varnish. So that's
I'll tell you, that stain will bleach out eventually, so you want to get that. You can take some 2-watt steel wool or some 400 wet dry sandpaper and just go uh-huh. over that surface and put a spar urethane on there, put a couple coats, and
okay.
You can get that done before that stain gets too compromised. Otherwise, you're going to have to strip that whole door off.
So if it's okay at the stain, I would just have to put a couple coats of the spar.
That's correct. And using, again, the 400 grit wet dry sandpaper to just remove what's left of the varnish and to dull that surface.
Okay, I thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. All right, we're going to have time for about two calls, and we have lines available. So grab a line, 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hi, everybody. It's Gary Sullivan. Do you want to inspire your next kitchen or bathroom renovation? Then I recommend you visit my friends at Signature Hardware. They are backed by excellent customer service, and you can discover high-quality products for your home. Visit SignatureHardware.com and find the perfect vanity, faucet, hardware, lighting, and shop trending styles. Enjoy free shipping on orders over $99, all at SignatureHardware.com.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, where first-year service technicians without prior experience earn great pay with excellent benefits. Roto-Rooter will train you on the job, and as you gain skills, you'll make even more money. Now, these are good family-supporting jobs that don't require a college degree or the student loan debt that comes with it. Learn more about high-paying, life-changing jobs in the plumbing trade at rotorooter.com/careers.
Hey, Gary Sullivan here. You've heard me talk about how much I love Decorators Decking. Well, they did something pretty incredible. Decorators Trailhead Decking offers the quality and performance you've come to expect from Decorators in a new, affordable, entry-level decking. I'll tell you, for the price, Trailhead Decking is beautiful, still backed by their 25-year warranty, including removal and replacement. Absolutely incredible. Start your backyard adventure with Decorators Trailhead Decking. You can find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's Decorators with a K. Dirty patio? Don't scrub it. Wet and forget it. Wet and forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Wet and forget works over time with Mother Nature to eliminate unsightly black and green stains on your patio or deck with no scrubbing, power washing, or bleach. Use Wet and Forget on all your outdoor surfaces, including driveways, siding, roofs, and fencing. Wet and Forget's available in concentrate or extreme reach hose end. Purchase Wet and Forget in-store or online at Lowe's, Menards, or Ace.
All right, back at it we go. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan as we get back to the phones, and we'll do that right now. We got Alan. Alan, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah, Alan, go ahead.
I just got a 40 replacement windows put in my house, and I have them capped on the outside, but I'd like to know how to clean them up on the inside, get them sanded down, and get into the little grooves of the intricate molding that goes around the windows.
Well, that's so a chore. That's a chore. Are the obviously wood windows, and are these painted or do you say stained?
Painted.
Painted,
and
okay.
On the inside, it's chipping, mm-hmm. So it needs to be sanded, but it has some grooves in the molding.
Yeah. Well, probably using a paint stripper is going to be the best way to get it out of the grooves. I mean, that becomes a little challenging. Certainly on the flat areas, you could use a stripper, or you could use just sand it going with the grain. How badly are they chipping, and how old are the windows? That comes into play, too.
The windows that got replaced were 98 years old.
Okay.
And so the paint around them was probably 30, 40 years old.
Okay. So we're dealing with lead-based paints?
It would have been done in the late 70s.
Right on the border. So. But that molding, okay, so... So this is around the windows. I want to make sure I got this right.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, the molding on the interior, the old windows out, the new ones in, and now even though they put a quarter round to top off the inside, it still has the molding that is chip paint on it.
Okay. And the molding that has the chip paint on it, you think that paint is from the late 70s?
Yes.
So you're kind of right on that cusp. That 77, 78, 79, even 76, they were transitioning away from the lead paints. If it's lead-based paint, obviously there's some precautions that have to be taken, and liquid stripping of that paint would be advisable, or encapsulation. And you can't really encapsulate if it's peeling. So you could do one or two things. You can just use the liquid stripper and not do any sanding, or you could test for lead paint on that molding. And if it comes up where it's not lead-based paint, we could work on sanding where the paint is peeling and then using a stripper on the intricate moldings.
Okay. What grade of sandpaper?
So, yeah, and even the liquid, even the stripper is going to come into play too. So if you use the stripper route, or you have to use the stripper route, there's one called Blue Bear. And Blue Bear is very environmentally friendly. It can be used inside the house without ventilation, without extinguishing pilot lights or anything along those lines. You would put it would work on vertical surfaces or horizontal surfaces. You would put the coating of the stripper onto the surface the same thickness as the paint that is on that surface. And you would let it sit. There's no time frame. It would be 2+ hours. It could be 2 hours or it could be 8 hours. You'll see it because it'll wrinkle up just like old paint used to do when we had the methylene chloride strippers. So Blue Bear would be the stripper's name. You could get it at online. You can get it at Amazon or Fran, FranMar, FranMar.com. That's their corporate website. You could get it there. As far as the removal or the sanding, I think it depends how thick those paint coatings are. Is it big thick chips, or is it just not so thick at all?
Less than a 16th.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I visualize. I'd do a medium and then an extra fine on the sandpaper. A medium will knock off most of that. You could probably even use a sanding sponge, a medium grit. And just prep it that way. But, you know, be careful. I know we don't ever want to do the extra work of the lead paint, but I just don't want you on the inside of your house being sanding and put that lead paint dust up in the air.
Right. All right.
Hope that helps.
It does. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're more than welcome.
I have a drain in the basement. This house was built probably the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it had one drain in the basement, and it was plugged with concrete when I bought this place 21 years ago.
Okay.
I talked to a gentleman that owned the house before me, two owners before me, and he said it was plugged when he bought it. Well, the last 7-8 years, we have a torrential downpour, and it rains for a long time. It comes up through that hole around the concrete. It
comes up around the concrete, okay.
Yeah, like it's cracked or something. The plug is not working.
Yeah.
Could that possibly be hooked into the sewer system?
I'm sure it is.
Out by the road?
I'm sure it is.
Is that why I'm getting the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how old did you say the house was? You said it was an older house, right?
I believe it was built in the early 60s.
Yeah, so in a lot of cities, Mark, in the early 60s and certainly before then, you had your sewer water and your rainwater were all tied in the same system. So it was, you know, a waste sewer system and a stormwater system. And obviously it gets overwhelmed and it's got to go somewhere, right? It takes path least resistance back to the house. And that's what's going on. Since then, you know, in the 70s, they started dividing stormwater systems and wastewater systems. And, you know, the problem's not as prevalent. You could still have the problem, but that's definitely what's going on over time. They've added more houses, you know, the scenario, and it just gets overwhelmed in these big rains. I read something the other day in our area. We've had in the last 5 years, we had 7 100-year rains.
Wow.
And I was literally about 3 months ago, I was joking about it. I'm like, gosh, every year we have 100-year rain. What's going on? You know, is that just a silly reference or is that? And no, it's not a silly reference. It's what's been going on. So, it's right to the storm and waste sewage system.
So I also have a sump pump, which is at the other end.
And you're pumping that away from the house? All right. I think he heard the music and thought we were finished. And quite honestly, we are. Hey, don't forget to pick up that, if you missed it, that podcast on that interview today. I think you'll find it very interesting. And if you'd like to contact him, it's SimonsonDesignStudios.com. It's all about virtual reality and being a kind of a design expert between the builder and the homeowner and actually seeing it through virtual reality. Good looking stuff. Danny Boy, thank you much. Good Lord willing, we'll both be back next weekend for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Weekends mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do-and-mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.